Namasheshtam manamapi sachiputram matrasvarupam Rupam dasya grajam hurupurim Maturim gostavatim Radha kundam girivaram mahorarika madhavasam Prapto yashipatita kripaya Shigurum dhamnatosmi Uttama adhyama kichuna bachila jachiya dileka kola Kahe premananda emona goranga hridaya dariya bola Bhaja goranga kaha goranga vaha gorangera namare Chejana goranga bhaje se hoyamara pranare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yashaiva padam bhuja bhakti labhya Prema bidana parama pumarta Tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavir api Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Rishi Yustat Priyajanaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunath Apta Brajabala Bapahima Panchakopatarubhischa Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare I've heard that the devotees here in Durban are saints. But I wasn't really sure. But now I'm convinced. Because you've tolerated Krishna Kundanai for so many days, this is definite proof that you are definitely saints. Thank you very much for being so kind to us. And thank you for coming to this program tonight. I know most of you may be having to work and things. We'll try not to go for too long tonight. I wanted to speak a little something about this song, a very little known song in English. It's a very popular song in most Gaudiya Vaishnava temples in India, which describes some very, very wonderful and important elements. Actually, it would take many days to properly speak on this song. I'm biting off a little more than I can chew, but we'll try to get at least a brief translation of the song and maybe a few word meanings. The poet Sanatan Das, he sings Ashraya Kuriya Vandon Shri Guru Charan. I do my vandana, I offer obeisances, I take shelter at the lotus feet of my Gurudev. Jaha Hoite Mili Bhai Krishna Prema Dana. My dear brother, if you have something very strong to tell someone, then maybe you go and you put your arm around them, you say, my dear brother. Because it's a little sweeter, a little easier to take them. Jahawe Milibai, Krishna Prema Dana. My dear brother, if you do this, if you worship Gurudev properly, then definitely you'll get Krishna Prema. Who is Gurudev? Jivera Nishtara Lagi Nandasuta Hari. He's directly the son of Nanda Maharaj. Only he's come for a specific purpose. Krishna's come to play the flute and the dance with the gopis. But this time the son of Nanda Maharaj has come, Jivera Nishtara Lagi, to deliver the conditioned souls. Bhuvane Prakasha Hana Guru Rupa Dhari. And he's come to this earth planet manifesting the form of Gurudev. Mahimaya Guru Krishna Eka Kori Jan. You should understand that in Mahima, that in glory, Gurudev and Krishna are non-different. There are two gurus. There's Samasti Guru and there's Vyasti Guru. Jiva Goswami speaks about this in Bhakti Sandarbha. Samasti Guru is Krishna, who's compared to the sun planet. Vyasti Guru is the individual gurus who are compared to a kiran, or a ray of sun, ray of light from that sun planet. In glory, that ray of light and the planet are the same. And that ray of light has come from the sun globe. So our Gurudev is non-different in that sense from Krishna. Guru Agya Hride Sabha Satya Kori Mana. And now he becomes a little more specific. What is the purpose of Gurudev? Guru Agya Hride Sabha Satya Kori Mana. You should accept the orders of your Gurudev in your heart and consider them to be satya, eternal truth. Satya Gyani Guru Vakya Jahara Vishwas. Someone who has firm faith in the orders of their Gurudev. Avashita Harahoya Brajabhumi Bas. That person is not living here. It may look like they're here, but actually they're in Vrindavan. For the disciple who has firm faith in the orders of their Gurudev. Jada Prati Gurudeva Hana Parasan. Kona Bigne Seho Nahi Hoya Avasan. Whoever is always thinking of the pleasure of Gurudev. How can I please Gurudev? That person will never become disheartened. He'll never become depressed. He'll never become morose. No matter how many kona vigne, no matter how many obstacles and problems they have to face, they'll never feel troubled by that. As long as we're thinking of the pleasure of our Gurudev. Krishna rushta hoile guru raki bari pari. You don't know the power of your Gurudev. You may make Krishna angry. You may do some very terrible offense to make Krishna angry. But if you make Krishna angry, it's not such a big problem. Acha? Guru Raki Bari Pari. Your Gurudev can protect you. Gurudev is such a powerful personality. But Guru Rushta Hoile, if you offend your Gurudev, Krishna Raki Bari Nari, Krishna says, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Krishna has no strength to help that person who's offended their Gurudev. Guru Mata, Guru Pita, Guru Hanapati. My Gurudev is my mother, my father, my everything, my Lord and Master. Guru Bina e Sansari Nahi Aragati. There's no other recourse other than my Gurudev in this world. How is your Gurudev like your mother? Because your mother gives you birth. My Gurudev gave me birth. By my Gurudev's mercy, I've become Dwija, Dwijanma. I've had a second birth by mantra diksha. My Gurudev gave me that. He's my mother. And my Gurudev's always feeding me. That's the work of the father. Father brings some food home. My Gurudev's always feeding me Krishna Katha. So he's my father. And Guru Hanupati, he's my master. Because he can tell me whatever he likes. I'm his animal. He can order me about as he likes. Guru Bina e Sangsari Nahi Aragati. Other than your Gurudev, there's no other recourse, there's no other shelter in this material world. Guru ke manushya gyan na koro kakan. Don't ever consider your Gurudev to be an ordinary person. Oh, I pass stool. My Gurudev passes stool. I sleep, he sleeps. I eat, he eats. He knows a few verses. Maybe I know more verses than he does. My Gurudev, he's an ordinary person. Don't think like that. In the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni, he speaks very strongly about this. It's a very nice verse. He says, Yesha Sakshad Bhagavati Gyana Deepa Padeguro Martyasa Di Sutam Tasha Sarvam Kunjara Sochavat. Prabhupada translates, the Guru should be considered to be directly the Supreme Lord because he gives transcendental knowledge for enlightenment. Consequently, Martyasa Di Sutam Tasha Sarvam Kunjara Sochavat, for one who has a material conception that Gurudev is an ordinary human being, everything is frustrated. His enlightenment and his Vedic studies and knowledge are just like the bathing of an elephant. An elephant takes a very nice bath, then comes back on the shore and puts dirt all over itself. What's the value of the bathing of an elephant? In his Saartha Darshani commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, Kim cha satyam bhuyasyam api bhaktav guru manushya buddhidve sarvam eva vyartam bhavatyat aha yeshiti sakshad bhagavatitti bhagavat angsa buddhir api guru nakaryeti bhavaha yadva upashe bhagavatyeva sakshad vidyamane martya siddhi martya iti durbuddhis tashashutam bhagavan mantradikam shravanamananadikam cha vyartam ityartaha. He says that even if someone may be doing really intense devotional practices for the Lord, they never miss Mangalarti. Even if they're up doing service until 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning, they just take shower and they go to Mangalartik. They fast on Ekadasi. They're doing very, very intense devotional activities, chanting 1 lakh a day, maybe 2 lakhs a day. But all that is useless if they think their Gurudev is an ordinary man. The words in the verse, Vishnu says, Sakshat Bhagavati, clearly indicate that one must think of the Guru as a Supreme Lord himself and not even as a mere expansion of the Lord. Just as we were reading in this psalm, Jivera Nishtara Lagi Nanda Sutta Hari, that my Gurudev is a manifestation of the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. So Vishwanath goes on to explain. Alternatively, even if the Lord, the supreme object of worship, is personally present as your guru, even if you have Krishna himself as your guru, pretty good. Maybe you have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally as your Gurudev. If you think that he's an ordinary person, even though he's a supreme personality of Godhead, somehow you're thinking he's an ordinary man, then whatever you've gotten from him, whatever mantras you've received at the time of initiation, whatever instructions and shastra you've gotten, whatever devotional practice you've gotten, tashyashutam bhagavan mantradikam shravanamanadikam cha vyartam ityartaha, they're all useless. They have no effect. Don't think that your Gurudev is an ordinary person. We were speaking the other day, what is a sarup lakshana of a wife? What is a primary quality of a wife? Pritipati. To have affection and love for the husband. That's the most important quality for a wife. She may be able to cook nice, she may not be able to cook. She may clean the house very well, she may be a good mother, but the most important quality, Shastra says, is Pritipati. The Sarup Lakshana, the principal quality of a Sishya, is Guru Shraddha. To have faith in Guru. If the disciple has no faith in Guru, it has no meaning. We were speaking this morning, it's like going to a woman and telling her, I think you're really ugly, and I don't love you, but would you marry me? It has no meaning. It's like going, Maharaj, I have no faith in you, but would you give me initiation? It has no meaning. The primary qualification of a disciple is faith in Gurudev. So Guru ke manushya gyan na karo kokan. Never even for a moment consider that your Gurudev is an ordinary person. Guru ninda kabu karni na karo shravan. And don't ever hear any criticism of your Gurudev. Guru nindu kera muka kabu na haribe. If somebody criticizes your Gurudev, don't look at their face. I remember once I was speaking, someone introduced me to one senior devotee, and we were talking to her for a moment, and the devotee was introduced and said, oh, he's a disciple of XYZ. And suddenly that devotee, we were talking to, a senior devotee, started saying very bad things about my Guru Maharaj. I became very shy. I said, I have to go, excuse me. And I just turned around and ran. And you could see the jaw on his face just dropped. And a few days later, I don't know why, but he came to see me. And he came running up where I was standing and he grabbed my feet. So don't see the face of someone who offends your Gurudev. This is the best course of activity. And they may get some understanding, oh, they did something wrong by saying some offense. They don't have to have faith in my Gurudev. Who says they have to? That's a personal matter. But they shouldn't offend my Gurudev. Even if they want to speak something ill, that's also their business, but not in front of me. Nor should we ever speak ill of anyone's spiritual master. It's a very, very terrible offense. You may not have faith in their guru. You may not agree with him about some things. That's your right. There's no harm. But don't criticize them, especially in front of their disciple. Jahahoya guru nindatata hanaya jayibe. And don't go to any place where you might hear criticism of your Gurudev. That means don't go to www. Have you been to that website? There's a few of those places. Gurura vrikriya jari dekaha kakan. Tatapi avagya nahi koro kadachan. Even if you see your Gurudev doing some forbidden thing, maybe you see your Gurudev coming out of a liquor store. And maybe he has a few bottles in his hand. Don't criticize him. Lord Nityananda, sometimes he was going in liquor stores and preaching. And who knows, maybe sometimes they were saying, hey, I want to give you a donation. Take a couple of these. Yeah, sure, thanks a lot. And you don't know me, he goes outside and he throws it away somewhere. But you see him walking out of the liquor store with this, oh my God. Don't criticize your Gurudev. If you criticize your Gurudev, then what is the basis of your spiritual life? Because Guru Mata, Guru Pitta, Guru Hanupati, he's your mother, your father, your everything. Our Gurudev is our Sambandha Datta. He gives us our Sambandha. Our Gurudev is our Abhideya Datta. He gives us our Abhideya. Our Gurudev gives us our Prayojana. Because we see our Gurudev as Radha Priya Sakhi. Our Gurudev is our everything. If you don't have Guru, if you don't have faith in your Gurudev, then what do you have? Jiva Goswami in Bhaktisandarbha raises an interesting question. He says, what if, when you took initiation, you had faith in him? That this is Krishna's representative. Krishna has come to me in the form of this Maharaj. But then after some time, you lose faith. What should you do? It's very interesting. Jiva Goswami doesn't say you should take initiation again. What he says is you should look for some other Nitya Siddha devotee to take shelter of. And if you can't find that, then you should accept some Uttama Adhikari. Second best program. Someone that you have faith in, because we have to have shelter of someone. No harm, even if you lose faith in your Gurudev. But don't criticize him. Be very, very careful. Because that personality, he's accepted you. It's said in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, there's a verse. I remember speaking this verse to a senior devotee in Vrindavan who's fond of the Ridvik idea. And when I spoke this, he became very excited and disturbed. You can't say that. Oh my God. I said, I didn't say that. Hari Bhakti Vilas says that. What is it, the verse? Avidyova, Savidyova, Guru Eva Janardana Maragosto Vyapya Maragosto Guru Eva Paramgati. Whether my Gurudev knows or doesn't know, whether he knows Shastra or doesn't know Shastra, whether my Gurudev knows Krishna or doesn't know Krishna. My Gurudev is Janardhan, he's Bhagavan. How can you say that? I can say that with certainty. Because my Gurudev gave me mantra. He gave me Krishna. And therefore, Guru Mata Guru Pita, he's my mother and my father. Your mother and father may not be vegetarian, but they're your mother and father. They gave you birth. You should respect them. You should respect your Gurudev. Avidyova Savidyova, whether he doesn't know or he does know. Margosto Vyapya Margosto, whether he's situated in the proper path or not situated in the proper path. Gurudev Param Gati. My Gurudev is my everything. I'll always respect him. Doesn't mean that if your Gurudev is doing some crazy thing, just like in the Narada Pancharatra, there's a description of how Lord Brahma, one day he called for his son, Narad Muni, and he told them, you should get married and have a lot of children. Narad Muni said, excuse me, Dad, but I took a vow of brahmacharya. I'm not going to get married. No, you have to do this. So then he said, Guru atyapi liptasya karya karya magyatata utpatta pratipanasya paritya gyo vidiyate. It's the duty of a disciple to reject a guru who is inexperienced in ascertaining what is good and what is bad, who is misguided, who is very proud. Sa guru paramovaryo dadati hyasan matim tam namaskritya satsishya prayati gyanadam gurum. That guru who gives ignorance in the name of knowledge is the greatest enemy of his disciple. Therefore, a satsishya, a true disciple, prayati gyanadam gurum, should respectfully reject him and take shelter of another guru who can impart genuine transcendental knowledge. This verse is very interesting in several ways. One is that it says a satsishya. It's kind of like saying a bona fide wife will reject her husband. Excuse me. How is she a wife if she rejects her husband? How is someone a disciple if they reject their guru? They're not. Because the status of being a wife, the status of being guru, the status of being a disciple is dependent on the relationship with your husband and with your guru. So what does it mean? It means that guru is a principle also. Guru is a person. And I should have firm friendship with my Gurudev. We were speaking about that this morning. But guru is also a principle. Srila Prabhupada says this many times. Just like a bank teller in the bank. You go and give him money, and he puts it in your account, and you have a friendly relationship with him, and you go every day for 5 or 10 years, and then maybe after 5 or 10 years, he quits his job, or maybe he gets fired. You don't have to be in anxiety, what happened to my money? You have a relationship with the bank. That person, his function is to connect you with the bank. And that's the duty of guru. So in this verse, Jiva Goswami doesn't say anything about taking mantra or rejecting mantra. He says one should respectfully reject that person, prayati gyanadam gurum. They should not accept the instructions from their Gurudev. But how can I respect them, reject the mantra that I've gotten? If I've gotten Krishna mantra, can I reject that? If I've gotten that in disciplic succession? And if I've gotten that, how can I ever disrespect the person I've gotten it from? I may not hear from him, but I have to respect him. He's given me this mantra. So a genuine disciple, a satsishya, is someone who's always looking for Krishna. And even if their guru, like in the case of Bali Maharaj and Shukracharya, where Shukracharya was telling him, don't surrender to Krishna, it's a big mistake, Bali Maharaj rejected him. And he proved that he was a satsishya. He was a bona fide disciple because he really wanted Krishna. Sanatan Das goes on. Guru Parapadmi Rahe Jaranishta Bhakti Jagatatariti Se Dhari Mahashakti. Whoever has unflinching faith, unflinching devotion to their Gurudev, Nishta Bhakti, to their Gurudev's lotus feet, that person possesses the power, Jagatarite Se Dhari Mahashakti. He can deliver the entire universe. Jagat Talite, Sehidari Mahashakti. He's so very powerful. There's a very wonderful story in this regard. Srila Prabhupada, he went to India, I don't know what year it was, it must have been around 1969. It was very early, one of the first times Prabhupada went to India after coming to America. And Srila Prabhupada was with Mother Jamuna and a few other devotees. And Prabhupada was in the train, and suddenly, in the middle of the train, Prabhupada called for Jamuna and said, "I want some pushpan rice. You make some rice for me." Now, Jamuna is in a foreign country. She's from America. She doesn't speak a word of Hindi. And she's a woman. It's not very easy for women in India. You think it's hard sometimes to talk to the brahmacharis here. It's nothing like ladies being in India. And Prabhupada's telling her that. She didn't hesitate. She didn't say, "Prabhupada, it's not possible. Can you just wait until we get to the next stop? I'll go somewhere." She said, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada." And she somehow or other found her way to the kitchen on the train. Kitchen was not a very nice place on the train. Everything's black. They were cooking with coal. And there's some angry, filthy, dirty guy in there, filthy, dirty pots, and she's trying to talk to him. He doesn't understand the words she's saying. And he's just telling her, "Go away, chalo, get out." So then she went to the conductor of the train, who spoke a little English, and she told him, "Sir, I'm going to jump off the train unless I can serve my Gurudev. My Gurudev told me he wants some rice that I should cook for him." And he said, "Woman, go away. Go back to your seat." She said, "I'm going to jump off the train." He said, "Okay, the kitchen's over here." He took her in there, and then she started cleaning the pots while the train's rocking back and forth and moving, and she's trying to find the things to clean and trying to find the rice. Within about 45 minutes after Prabhupada gave her the instruction, she came back to Prabhupada with a plate of hot, fresh rice. Prabhupada was very pleased. That's a disciple. A real disciple is someone who has absolute faith in the words of their Gurudev. And even if the Guru tells you something impossible, it's impossible for a Western woman to go and make rice on an Indian train when she doesn't know any Hindi or anything. It's impossible. But it became possible because she had so much faith in Srila Prabhupada. Hena Guru Pada Padma Koroha Vandana Jaha Hoite Guchi Bhai Sakala Janchana. Just bow down at the lotus feet of such a Sri Guru. By doing so, all ablations and all afflictions, all troubles, all bothers and all afflictions are terminated. Jaha hoiti guchi by sakala yantran. Guru para padma nitya jekori vandan shire dhari vandiyami tanara charan. I take on my feet, my head, the feet of that devotee who always offers obeisances to the lotus feet of his Gurudev. Shri Guru charana padma hiri kori ash. Desiring the lotus feet of my Gurudev in my heart. Shri Guru vandana kori sanatana das. Sanatana Das makes this prayer. We should understand who is our Gurudev. What is our relationship with him? Shri Gurudev is Shri Radhika Madhava Yodapada Madhur Jalila Guna Rupa Namnan Patiksha Nasvad Dhanalolupasya. He's always relishing the Nam Rupa Guna Lila of Radha and Madhav. And the function of the disciple, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in one place in his commentary in third canto, he says the function of the disciples to be anubhav of the guru, to be following Gurudev. He says he should always be looking to Gurudev to see what his mood is. He says, but if you ask him, "What is your mood?" he won't tell you. If you go to a wealthy man, Madhu Mangal Prabhu is a very wealthy person, big bank account, and you ask him, "Prabhuji, how much money do you have?" he won't tell you. But if you follow him around and you watch him, you see how many cars he has. I don't think he even has one, but anyway. If you follow some wealthy person around, you see how many cars does he have? How many drivers does he have? How do the drivers dress? How does he dress? How many houses does he have? How many elevators in the houses does he have? Then you can understand something about his wealth. So similarly, the function of the disciple is to always be watching Gurudev to see what is the mood of Gurudev. There's a difference between Guru and Krishna. Guru and Krishna are one, but they're also something different. Tate Krishna Bhaje Kore Guru Sevan Maya Jala Chute Pai Krishna Charan Bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Tate Krishna Bhaje Kore Guru Sevan. We worship Krishna and we serve Gurudev. Sometimes we worship Gurudev also in Guru Puja. But the position of Krishna is to be worshipped. The position of Gurudev is to be served. And the way that I serve my Gurudev is by chanting the holy name. It's described in the Vamana Kolpa, quoted in Bhakti Sandarbha. Yo mantra sa guru sakshat, yo guru sahari swayam, guru yasya bhavetushtas tasya tushto hari swayam. You should understand the mantra that you have is identical to your Gurudev. I've gotten this Hare Krishna mantra. My Gurudev is present in it. And my Gurudev is identical with the Lord. When my Gurudev is pleased, then Krishna is also pleased. Ata guru shipadidvandva bhaktim. It's described by Rupa Goswami in Pajavali that if you chant the holy name very nicely, you'll get guru bhakti. Srila Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that of all the regulated principles, the spiritual master's order to chant at least 16 rounds is most essential. This is our connection with our Gurudev. We may not be able to do book distribution. Maybe someone broke our legs. Maybe some demon has attacked us. Something has happened. But we can chant Hare Krishna. Even if someone cuts your tongue out of your mouth, you can chant Hare Krishna in your mind. This is the best service for my Gurudev. It's the most dear service to my Gurudev. We should be very serious about this. In this regard, I wanted to finish by telling you a story. Very dear to story to my heart. It's a story which is found in the book Prema Vilas, which is written by Nityananda Das, who is a disciple of Janava Mata, the wife of Lord Nityananda. Janava Mata told Nityananda Das to write this book. So, in chapter 18, he tells a story about one caste Brahmin and ruler of the village, the area, Gadarhat. His name was Raghavendra Roy. And Raghavendra Roy had two sons, Santosh and Chanda Roy. Chanda Roy was very powerful. He was very expert in different weapons. But he was also a very horrible person. He was a big dacoit. Very expert in killing people and robbing people. Just hearing his name, people would begin to tremble in fear. Chanda Roy was a zamindar of the fort called Raj Mahal. And under his control, he had 5,000 horses and infantry following his orders. He was a great tyrant. And he attacked many different countries. He liked to rob and kill everyone. People would cover their ears if someone started to speak about him because they didn't want to hear about all the sinful activities that Chanda Roy had done. Chanda Roy was a worshipper of goddess Kali. And he was always seducing the virgin girls and the wives of the different men in the village. For Durga Puja every year, he would make a deity of Durga Devi and he would sacrifice thousands of animals to her. He was a very, very sinful person. So much so that Nityananda Das says that once Chitragupta, the scribe of Yamaraj, he came to Yamaraj and he said, "Do you know these two guys up here, this Santosh and Chanda Roy? I'm getting writer's cramp. My hand's hurting." Previously there were two Brahmins in Navadvip named Jagai and Madai. These two fellows, Santosh and Chanda Roy, are thousands of times worse. What are they going to do? Yamaraj said, "Anyway, you just leave them alone for now." And so Chanda Roy continued his reign of terror until one day a Brahma Rakshasa ghost entered into the body of Chanda Roy. At that time, Chanda Roy lost all of his strength. and he was near death. His father, Raghavendra Roy, called for all different types of doctors, and everyone came. He gave them so much money, but no one was able to heal his son. Finally, he called for a very powerful astrologer. And that astrologer made all these calculations and told him that a very evil Brahma Rakshasa ghost has entered the body of your son, and he has no desire to leave him. And this astrologer told him there's only one possible cure. He said, by my calculations, there's one sadhu who's the son of the zamindar of Keturi Gram. Only this sadhu can help your son. This sadhu's name is Narottam Das Thakur. So when this astrologer spoke like that, the Brahma Rakshasa ghost in Chandra Roy's body said, yes, what he's saying is true. Only Narottam Mahashoy can drive me out. So the father then, he sent a message to Narottam Das Thakur asking for his help. The messenger came with a letter. The family secretary got that letter. He opened it up and looked through it. He said, forget it. I'm not giving this letter to Narottam. Because everyone had heard about Chandra Roy, such a terrible, terrible person, refused to give the letter to him. When the father heard about this, he began to cry. He began to pray to Durga Ma, oh Durga, please, Mother Durga, we worship you so long. Please be kind to my son. Other than you, who can do so? That night, Durga took the form of an old Brahmin lady, and she came to visit Chandra Roy. And she was very angry. She said, Badmas, you rascal. You've done all sinful activities. I'm not pleased with your so-called worship. You've neglected the Supreme Lord Krishna. No one can attain perfection without worshiping him. Those persons who think they can worship me without worshiping Krishna, they lose all their good fortune in this birth and their next birth. She said to him that even Yamaraj and Chitragupta are shocked by the mountain of sins you've accumulated. You should follow the astrologer's advice and take shelter of Narottam Das Thakur. The next morning, Chandra Roy called for his father and said, Father, I had a dream. And Durga came to me and told me that only this Narottam Das Thakur can help. So his father immediately wrote another letter, and he sent two Brahmins this time to Narottam Mahashoy, begging him, please be merciful to my son. The Brahmins arrived there in Keturi Gram, and this time they went straight to Narottam, and they gave him the letter. Narottam Das Thakur was there with his dear friend, Ramachandra Kabiraj. Ramachandra Sangi Magi Narottama Das. Narottam Das Thakur always wanted the association of Ramachandra. He asked Ramachandra's advice, and Ramachandra said, this is a very sensitive matter. He said, you're embowered, you're the embodiment of love, and the power to do as you like lies in your own hands. And then suddenly, just at that moment, Narottam Das Thakur had an amazing vision. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before him. And Mahaprabhu ordered him, Narottam, you go and you save this Chandan Santosh Roy. So Narottam, he arrived in Chandra Roy's village. Everyone had heard that he was coming, and they put out banana trees, they cleansed the street, they sprinkled water and haldi, turmeric powder everywhere. And everyone was standing with the ladies who were making their ulu ulu sound. And when Narottam Das Thakur arrived, Raghavendra Roy began crying and fell at his feet. He brought Narottam into his house and he washed Narottam Das Thakur's feet. When Narottam Das Thakur entered into the house, the ghost started shouting. The ghost was saying, I became an evil Rakshasa because of my past sins. I've been living in this body for a long time. Now you've come. Mahatmaji, please save me. Let me take birth as your servant. Narottam Das Thakur said, listen to me. Leave this body now and go somewhere else. And the ghost immediately left the body of Chandra Roy. Everyone was very amazed. And everybody praised Narottam Das Thakur. Chanda Roy got his life back. And he and his brother Santosh, they began crying. They fell at the feet of Narottam Das Thakur. And they confessed to him all the terrible, sinful things they'd done. And then Narottam ordered them, okay, go take bath in the river and put on some new cloth. And they came back. And then Narottam Das Thakur poured the nectar of the holy name in their ears. And he gave Chanda Roy a new name. He said, now your name is Krishna Das. And this way he gave initiation to Chanda Roy. And later on he gave them Radha Krishna mantra. Narottam Das Thakur later returned to Keturi Gram, and Chanda Roy followed him and stayed there for some time doing Sankirtan and hearing Krishna Katha from his Gurudev. And then after 10 days or so, he requested permission from his guru to return to his home. And then Chanda Roy gave some money and some gifts to Narottam Das Thakur. And Narottam blessed him. And he told him, my dear son, always remember the lotus feet of Krishna, the only truth. Everything else is illusion. Always remember Krishna Nam. Always remember the mantra that you've gotten. So Chanda Roy went back, but Chanda Roy had done many bad things. He was very famous for that. One day, Chanda Roy went to take bath in the Ganga. And he went with 400 companions on horseback. There was a spy that came at that time from the Patan king, the Muslim king. And he saw them and he went and reported to the king, this Chanda Roy is there and he only has 400 people with him. Usually he has a few thousand. Now he has only 400 people. The king sent the Muslim king sent an army and captured Chanda Roy. And the king ordered, don't beat him, but you put him in a prison and don't give him anything to eat. It wasn't a very nice prison. There was no nice glass windows and nice fresh air. It was a very foul-smelling, terrible place full of rats and cockroaches and very wet and dark. And there was no hope for him. Meanwhile, Raghavendra Roy, his father, heard the news that his son, Chanda Roy, now Krishna Das, had been captured by that Muslim king. And so he issued a proclamation. Anyone who can free my son, I'll give them a huge reward. After a few days, one fellow came to see him. He was dressed all in black. He had a black cloth wrapped around his head, black kurta, black dhoti, black chadar. He said, I'm a tantric. I know some special mantras. I can free your son. So Raghavendra Roy said, yes, you go and you do it. That tantric, he knew a secret tunnel that went to the prison where Chanda Roy was kept. And so he went through that tunnel and suddenly emerged in the prison where Chanda Roy was. And Chanda Roy was very shocked. How did you get here? Your father sent me to help you. How is it possible? You follow me, I'll get you out. But you have to chant some mantra. I'll give you some mantra for Goddess Kali. And if you chant this mantra, then you'll be able to get free. You'll be able to pass through this tunnel. Chanda Roy at that time, he said, no. Takura mahasoy pada dila mora mate Tino prabhu mue bricha kahi lama tote Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram Kripa kore Radha Krishna mancha dila kare Anya mancha sunibe jitra vuka jivane Hare Krishna He said, I'm sorry, I have no independence. Takur Mahashoy Paradila Moramate. My Gurudev put his feet on my head and he claimed me. Teno Prabhu Mui Britya. He said, I'm his Britya, his servant. Kahilama Tate. Kripa Kori Radha Krishna Mantra Dilakani. He poured the nectar of my ear of the Radha Krishna Mantra. Anya mantra shinide dikrahu kajibane. To hell with any other mantra. Let me die. I don't care. I have this mantra from my Gurudev. I've committed so many sins. Let me die here. I'll not take a different mantra than what my Gurudev gave me. Whatever words he spoke to me, I'll accept that. If he wants me to stay here, then I have no problem. Very nice place. I'm peaceful here. Here in this place, I've been able to do my bhajan. At my home, everybody's always coming. So many problems, people wanting money, this problem, that problem. But this is a nice place. And I have friends here. See that rat? He's my friend. The cockroaches here, they're my friends. My only lamentation that I have is that I won't be able to see the lotus feet of my Gurudev. And so in this way, Chandra Roy, he stayed in that prison, Krishnadas. And he would just stay there. And every day, he was doing his bhajan. He was singing different songs sung by his Gurudev. Radha Krishna Pranamara Jugala Charana Radha Krishna Pranamara Jugala Kishora Jivane Marane Gatira. Every day he was singing songs composed by Narottam Das Thakur. He was thinking of the lotus feet of Radha Radhanath, meditating on the divine, beautiful faces of Radha and Krishna. Sometimes he would think about smearing chandan and sandalwood paste and saffron on the bodies of the divine couple. Other times he would meditate on fanning them and massaging their legs. And other times he would pray very intently to Radharani, to Lalita, Chitra, Champakalata, and others, and asking them to bless him that he could attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. He spent his time there praying to the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari, Labhanga Manjari, Guna Manjari, Manjulali Manjari to bless him. He told them that all that he wanted was to always be with his Gurudev, Narottam, and to serve Krishna in whatever condition he might find himself. So this went on for some time, and one day the Nawab, the Muslim ruler, came to see him. He was very angry. What's going on? I've kept you here for so long. I haven't given you anything to eat. It's been many weeks. How are you still alive? Why haven't you offered me a bribe? That was why he put him in prison. He was expecting that Chandra Roy Krishnadas would offer him some bribe. He said, can't you see your life is almost over? He said, I'll kill you by throwing you under an elephant. And he called for one huge elephant, one huge war elephant they had, which was a mad, drunken elephant. Many people gathered, a huge crowd of people. And they brought Chandra Roy out. He hadn't eaten in weeks, very, very weak. He was tied up. His arms and legs were all tied. And they threw him in front of the elephant. And the elephant came running. The elephant picked him up in his trunk and threw him down on the ground. When he threw him down on the ground at that time, Chandra Roy's, the ropes that were binding him, broke. And then Chandra Roy suddenly stood up, and the elephant was running at him. And Chandra Roy suddenly grabbed the trunk of that elephant, and he ripped the trunk of the elephant off the body of the elephant. And the elephant screamed, and so much blood was coming out, and the elephant fell over dead. Everybody was very astonished. And the Nawab, who was sitting in some stands watching everything, was very amazed. Immediately he ran down there. People who are very ignorant, they're very impressed when they see some physical show of strength. And he ran down and he grabbed Chandra Roy's hands and he brought him and said, sit down next to me. He said, what a powerful man you are. You haven't eaten anything for many weeks. And this huge elephant who could kill a dozen men with your bare hands, you've killed him? How did you do that? And Chandra Roy bowed his head. And he said, I can't do anything. But it's by the mercy of my Gurudev. And by the mercy of the mantra that my Gurudev gave me, that's the only way I can do anything. And then Chandra Roy told the Nawab all about his time in prison, about how the tantric came to see him and offered him to free him from prison, but he wouldn't go because he wouldn't chant a mantra that was different than what his Gurudev had given him. And how he was doing his bhajan there in prison, and how it was actually a very nice place. Because wherever we do our Krishna bhajan, even if it's hell, it becomes heaven. It becomes a wonderful, wonderful place. The Nawab's heart melted when he heard all that. And he embraced Chandra Roy with affection. And he ordered that they bring a large horse for him as a reward. And he gave him some money and a letter to any of his ministers that you should cooperate with Chandra Roy. Chandra Roy then left and he started out for his home. But after a short distance, he stopped. He thought, no, that's not my home. And instead, he went to Kuturi Gram. This is my real home. My Gurudev is my real father. And he went to Narottam Das Thakur. And there, he wrote a letter to his father and brother saying, I'm here. Please come quickly and bring some gifts for Gurudev. So Raghavendra Roy and his brother Santosh reached that place very quickly. And Chandra Roy told him the story. And his father asked, why didn't you get out of the prison? And Chandra Roy said, why did you send that fellow to me? That tantric fellow, father, don't you know better than that? Didn't you understand this is a great offense? How? I'm not going to chant some different mantra. His father became very embarrassed and ashamed. Begged forgiveness from Chandra Roy. And so the few of them stayed there for 5 days. And then they gave some gifts to Narottam Das Thakur. And they went home. So this is a wonderful story of Guru Nishtha. Someone has so much faith in their Gurudev. And so in faith in Gurudev means faith in what my Gurudev has given me. Namashrestham manamapi sachiputam matrasvarupam. My Gurudev gave me the best name. He gave me the best mantra. And I'll not chant any other mantra. And this is the way I'll worship my Gurudev. This is being nishtha to my Gurudev. By being nishtha to the mantra that my Gurudev has given me. Haridas Thakur was brought before the Chankazi. There was a complaint that Haridas Thakur, he was born in a Muslim family, but now he's going around and chanting this Hare Krishna stuff. Nawab heard the complaint and he told Haridas, Haridas, I know your father. I know your family. You come from a good family. I'll let you go. You just promised to stop chanting Hare Krishna. And Haridas, if you don't stop chanting, we're going to have to cut your body to pieces and kill you. At that time, Haridas Thakur replied, Kanda kanda hai deha jai jari pran. Tabu ame badane na chare hare na bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He said, what can I do? I'm a skinny Hare Krishna devotee. I can't fight with you. If you want, you can cut my body into 1,000 pieces. But if you do that, I promise you, each and every piece of my body will continue chanting Hare Krishna. I'll never give up the chanting of the holy names. For that devotee who has firm faith in his Gurudev, firm faith in the instructions of Guru, they're living in Vrindavan. So this is a little something we wanted to share with you tonight. This very wonderful song by the poet Sanatan Das and this very nice story about the life of Chandra Roy. I hope that it's given you something to think about. I hope that all of you can come very close to your guru. And if you don't have a guru, I hope that you cry very sincerely to Krishna to send you a guru. And I hope that you have a very close relationship with your Gurudev. You'll have a close relationship if you always take shelter of the holy name. We'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Binda ki, Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo, Vanchakopadarubhischa, Kripa Sindhu Bhyeva Cha, Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Please forgive me, it's very late. I went over time, I'm sorry. We had many things I wanted to share with you. I think if you need to go, please do so. Don't feel bad if you need to go and take rest. If somebody has one or two questions, maybe we can try to answer as quickly. Are there any questions or comments? Okay. So I want to thank everybody very much. We'll give one more class tomorrow morning and then we're leaving. If any of you happen to come to Jagannath Puri Dham sometime, I hope you contact us. We'll be very happy to see all of you. If we see you, then we'll be fortunate to be able to remember Shishi Radharadnath in this very wonderful temple here in Durban. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishi Radha Radhanath ju ki, Gopremanande Hari Hari Bol, Vanchakopati.